work.
Did quarterback competition progress like you?
I'll tell you what, I think both guys had a good day today. I'm telling you, those guys, I just think it's, you know, again, we'll see how it goes on Sunday. Obviously, a very challenging game. You know, Baltimore on defense is just a very, very stout, strong, tough, competitive defense. But these guys in practice, you know, especially to come in here, you know, Thad's been here for a few weeks. Case Keenum just being here back here for a couple days. I mean, they've picked right up on what we're trying to do, and thought there was a lot of energy at practice on both sides of the ball, and some good things were done today.
With as little experience as both guys have had in your system, does it hurt that they're kind of splitting reps as opposed to, you know, Bill, it's your job?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it. Yeah, I wouldn't say they're splitting reps. One guy's definitely getting more than the other. No, I think that's a very – what I'm saying to you is that's a really good question, because I think it really is virtually impossible to split reps to get somebody ready to play the Baltimore Ravens. But with our football team, where we are right now, I just want to make sure that our guys are just very focused on Baltimore and doing the best they can to get ready to play them. And one guy is definitely getting more reps than the other.
How comforting is to have Andre back on the field?
Say that again.
How comforting is to have Andre
Johnson? Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a really good practice today. You know, we had a two-minute drill there at the end of practice, and he did a nice job in that drill. You know, anytime you have a guy like that that's out there at practice, just, you know, with his work ethic and his knowledge of, you know, how our offense runs and his presence in the huddle, that's a good thing for our team.
Bill, you tell us update on Garrett Graham. Any chance of getting him back?
No, probably not this week, Mark. Yeah, I would say that Garrett Graham is—he's really working hard to get back, but you know, that's a high ankle sprain, and those take a while. Through no fault of his own, obviously, great guy. Really disappointed, you know, that he's disappointed that he can't play, but I would say that he would be out for this game.
What about DeAndre
Hopkins? You know, I think that's really day to day. You know, I think that he's working hard to get back. He did some things today out there, and he'll do some things tomorrow, and then we'll have to make a final determination on Sunday morning on that one, Mark.
Thank you. What about Xavier Seufilo? He seemed to have the most snaps he got all season, 2 weeks ago, and then wasn't even active on Sunday.
Injured. Yeah, he's injured. Yep. So that's what it is with him. He's a hardworking kid, and I think one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is with these rookies, you know, I think in my experience that – you know, these guys, I'm not saying all of them, because I think a lot of it's up to the individual person, but these guys, I believe, will make a big jump between their first and second year. Now, some of them, we need them to contribute, you know, on Sunday and obviously in the last game. But I really think that Xavier is a great example of a guy that got a lot of reps this year, probably not as much as he wanted, but he's going to have a great offseason, and he'll come back ready to go during the offseason program.
What's your feeling on how
Deere
did good and bad in the game?
You know, I think he did. I mean, he made a big catch. You know, I think it was about a 40-yard catch down the sideline. There's always things that everybody can improve on, but, you know, I thought he did decently in the game.
How difficult is it, Coach, for you to game plan around guys who may know the offense as much as you want them to know, but may not be able to open up the entire playbook?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Nate, I think that the one thing that I look at with these guys, kind of what I was saying earlier, is I've been very impressed with Thad and his ability to pick up what he has in the 3 weeks he's been here, and really with Case's recollection of what we were doing, you know, before we released him and now having brought him back. You know, this guy, Case Keenum, you know, he's come in here and picked up right where he left off as far as knowledge of the system. So, you know, our game plan – you know, relative to all of our game plans this year is basically the same amount of plays. You know, it's been the same amount of plays. Now, I will tell you this. I believe that this game plan in many ways will be different based on who we're playing. Based on the Baltimore Ravens, you know, some of the things that we'll do in the game will be different. But there will still be, you know, a decent amount of plays on the call sheet.
Bill, I know you said you're not just closing quarterback till Sunday, but whoever you're going to – say whoever it's going to be, will he be on a short leash, or he's a starter, that's it, and you'll live and die with him unless there's an injury or something like that?
Yeah, we'll let the guy go. No, that guy's going to play. Now, you know, of course, if he goes out there and throws five interceptions in the first half, I mean, I mean, I don't know how long your leash is, but like, we're trying to win the game. I mean, my leash is probably from about here to that exit sign, I guess, but I'm kidding. I'm not a big leash guy. I'm more about, okay, what's going on in this game? But whoever we start in the game is the starter for the Houston Texans. And yeah, but I don't like that word is what I'm saying. You know, it's just, look, let's get a feel for the game. Let's see how it's going.
We ask it then. Whoever starts is your guy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I know it's always important to get the running game going, but will it be even more important for Arian to get going considering your quarterback situation?
Well, I think that this year, regardless of the quarterback situation, I think that our 2014 team, the way that we're constructed, the way that we've been game planning, the running game is very important. You know, to be able to get Arian Foster going in a game is just a really important thing for our offense. And so regardless of quarterback situation, whether it was Fitz or Ryan Mallett or, you know, Thad Lewis or Case Keenum or Tommy Savage, you know, to get the running game going for us is very, very important.
How good is it to have Mallett around?
You know, he's been good. And I said this before he was injured and when he was back in Fitzy up in the beginning of the season, you know, I don't know if he wants to coach. I don't know if he's interested in that. I know in his mind that's a long way off, and it is in ours too. I understand that. But I think the guy really has an understanding of football, and he's been out there really helping out a lot in the meetings, in the walkthroughs, out at practice. And that's he's a really good teammate.
You see him being a coach someday?
Well, I don't know if he wants to do that. I'm not trying to, you know, predict his future for him down the road. I don't want, you know, I'm not talking about next year. I'm not looking to hire him on the staff next year. But I do think he's a very good communicator when it comes to his knowledge of our system.
Are you surprised by that? Because he had a reputation in New England as not, at least when he got drafted, not, you know, having the dedication that it would take to be a coach.
Yeah, I don't know why. And I really, you know, I was involved with that draft when we drafted him, you know, heavily involved with that draft. You know, we brought him in for a pre-draft visit and we drafted him. You know, and I don't know where those reputations, where all those things come from. I really don't. You know, I think the one thing that I knew about Ryan from the day he walked into New England when I was there was that he was a good communicator, a good guy, well respected by his teammates. You know, and when he's come here, it's been the same thing. And to me, he has better knowledge now than he did obviously when he was a rookie. So he's able to kind of impart some of his wisdom on some of the other guys based on his experience in the system. So I think he's been a really good teammate here.
How do you view Whitney Herschel's situation?
He'll play. He'll be ready to go.
You know, you had to make a decision at the end of preseason, so you couldn't keep all your quarterbacks. You were, you know, the Mallett deal was coming down. So Case was the odd man out.
Yeah.
But and there had to be reasons for that.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the same? Is he a better quarterback today for having gone to St. Louis? Is there a way to quantify any of this?
Yeah, I think it's a really fair. I think it's a very fair question. I think it's a good question, Dale. I would just tell you that that. Since the last time we saw him, I believe in the practices this week that he's in the meetings and the walkthroughs, he's a much improved player. Now, the proof will be in the pudding, you know, if he gets in there on Sunday and see how he does. But, you know, I think he's improved. I think, again, I think he's a really good, he has very good knowledge of our system. He's a smart guy. He's a competitor. He wants to be good. He, you know, he's looking forward to the challenge. If that happens for him, you know, on Sunday, he's looking forward to it.
Facing a pass rush like you'll be facing this weekend, how important is it for whoever the quarterback is to not hold on to Baltimore?
Very, very. Baltimore is one of the best teams that I've seen. You know, and I'm familiar with Dean Pease. He's a great football coach. One of the best teams I've seen using multiple personnel groupings. So they're a 3-4 defense, but they use, you know, different nickel groups, different dime groups, and they have a lot of guys that can rush the passer. It's not just one guy. It's not just two guys. It's 5-6 guys that can rush the passer. You know, Dumervil obviously leads the league in sacks, but they've got other guys. You know, obviously Suggs, you know, McPhee on the inside. Jernigan, the rookie, he can rush the passer from the inside. Their blitz schemes. You know, they blitz everybody, the safeties, the nickels, the corners. Everybody has a chance in their blitz package. So it's a big, big challenge for our team to make sure that we protect well, but also for the quarterback to know, look, you know, this ball, I can't hold this ball forever.
You mentioned Jernigan, and I know that they lost Nada due to Jernigan. And he's not a lot of drop-off from Nada.
I think he's a good player. Now, you know, the way that they use him, I think, is really good. You know, he's being used at all the spots on the interior or the front, you know, and not just nose, but they use him at three technique, two technique, nose guard, you know, and they move him around. And, you know, I think he's done a really good job for a rookie.
Going back to Devere Posey, when you've had as many injuries as you've had at tight end and not really getting the production I would assume that you would have wanted, couldn't he have been a good matchup problem for safeties or linebackers based on his height and putting him in the slot or moving, you know, either DeAndre or Andre into the slot and creating mismatches that way?
Yeah, I would say no. No. He's an outside receiver. That's what he is. He's not an inside receiver. He's not a number, you know, number three receiver, number two receiver on the inside. He's an outside receiver. And that's just, you know, and he does a decent job at that. But because of how we've constructed, for the most part, the 46-man roster on game day, he's been one of the guys that's been the odd man out based on special teams contributions and based on what we're doing on offense. So he's an outside receiver. We don't use him on the inside. That's not what he is.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Thanks, Bill.